G'day, g'day. What's going on? How is everybody? Hope you all had a good Christmas. It is very late. I thought I'd spring an episode on you. How are we all? Hope you're having a good break. If you're having a break off work, you had a few days off here and there for Christmas. It's been good on my end. We've got New Year's coming up. And we're going to hit the ground running in 2021. Are we not? Are we? I just thought I'd drop in here and do just a quick update with you guys who are listening along to the podcast on what's going to be coming up in 2021. To be honest, over the last few weeks, and I know I haven't been doing any content really in the last week or two at all, even with Goa, and the last podcast was a few weeks back. But I just wanted to drop in here and just give you an update on where my head has been at and where I think that I'm going to start heading in 2021. I've been extremely keen to get back into things in 2021. I've got some, I would call them big plans. I've got motivations at the moment. I'm attacking things in a different light. I am going to be starting to, you might find some out there in Facebook land. But I'm going to be starting some communities coming up in 2021, which I'm pretty excited about, at least one community. And they're going to be based around it, the other content that I've got in mind for 2021, other than I'll probably add some streams in to Twitch and Facebook, which we've talked about in the past. My schedule is something that I'll be working out during my break and just trying to work in, you know, is it once or twice a week, probably, with the live streams. I do plan on bringing out some YouTube content. So, I don't know, we've talked about YouTube in the past, and I've had all these different ideas for all these entertaining sort of channels, but I don't know which way to attack it. They're different channels. I couldn't do all of it. I'd have to choose one and dive into it. And I've been tinkering with a couple of those ideas, including creating the YouTube channels, but, you know, then the motivation just gets sucked out of you when you come into a new idea. I don't know what it is about my brain. I jump from one idea to the next idea without even attempting the idea. And sometimes I attempt the idea and I do it once and I'm like, oh, I'm not quite happy with that. I'm going to put that on the back burner for a little bit. I did that with the last YouTube video, which you would have heard me all excited about. I think it was right about the time the podcast started too. So I started two things at once. The podcast, I'm really making sure it's not regular, but that's one of the things. I'll get to that in a second. But yes, YouTube and some Facebook content that I'm going to be likely providing in early 2021, I'm keen to get stuck into. And what I've actually decided to do is do an extension of this podcast, maybe under a different banner or a different name, but the theme will still be the same. I plan on creating YouTube content around this idea of the mental health of a content creator. I was about to say streamer, which also counts, but streamers I feel come in under the content creation banner. I'm really wrapping my head around what is a streamer and what is a content creator to me, and I don't want to be a streamer. I will stream, but I don't want to be a streamer. When someone says to me, what's your hobby? I'm not going to say I'm a Twitch streamer or I'm a live gaming streamer. I don't even know. That's a bloody thing. It doesn't sound like the right terminology. A Twitch streamer. I'm not going to say that. I think I probably have in the past. Or I've said that I'm a mixer streamer, or people have said, hey, Luke's a mixer streamer or a Facebook gaming streamer. But to me, that's not what I've ever been, even though I've called myself that. I've always been at heart a content creator. I haven't been able to create the content that I want to support my stream, but that's hopefully going to change in 2021. I don't know about you guys, but the whole podcast has been about mental health and the challenges and the mental challenges and trying to get through those blocks that you get to. And Now, I've probably spent, what is it, like the last 6 months not streaming really at all. And I feel like a bit of a fraud. I think I might have mentioned this on the last podcast, or at least somewhere along the line on one of my live streams or something I've put out. I've felt like a bit of a fraud when it comes to the podcast, because I'm Lukey Bangers, and I've put in there the life of a Twitch streamer. Now, this may change to content creator. Actually, no, I think for the podcast purposes, the podcast is aimed at people that are streaming on Twitch. And what I hope to do through my podcast and my YouTube videos is just to give young or new streamers and people that haven't been in the game for, you know, I'm thinking like brand new streamers or people that have probably gone through the ringer for a year or two and feel like they're pushing shit uphill. That's where my content will hopefully come in with the plans that I've got set out at the moment, or that I'm kind of mapping out at the moment and jotting down, you know, content ideas for this purpose. What I want to do is create content that is geared towards those people who have been, inverted commas, grinding, although I hate that term when it comes to streaming, because it's often used in a very unhealthy way. But, you know, I'm sure I'll get to that as part of my content as well. But what I want to do is those people that have been going through the roller coaster of streaming and then have, you know, they've hit, you know, their 10th wall that they've gotten to, that's just knocked them on their ass, and they're forcing themselves to get back up. But every time they get back up, they lose a little bit more of that confidence. And gamers and Twitch streamers or content creators seem to be, you know, there seems to be, they're people that are, and I'm the same, but I relate, that suffer from a lot of like social anxiety and anxieties and depressions. So this roller coaster ride that is the content creation game, if you're doing it with, like, you know, a lot of people get into the game with, oh, I want to be a full-time content creator and, you know, that'd be my job, or I want to be a Twitch streamer and that'd be my job. I think full-time content creator is achievable. I don't, and you know, this will be part of my content, I don't think a full-time Twitch streamer is very achievable. You know, I've got to leave it the window open there for the rare ones that get through, that win the lottery. Not to say that it's going to be all luck, but there'll be some luck involved. I think being a content creator itself and being in more places than just Twitch, I think that's bloody fine. Like, I think that's where you've got to really get your head around. If you want to do this, if you start like me and you wanted to make a career out of it, you're doing it for content creation. You're doing it as a content creator, not as a Twitch streamer. If you're just playing video games on Twitch and that's like literally all you do, and you're hoping to become a full-time, you know, money-making Twitch streamer, you're basically just a gamer, I think. You're a gamer. So you're either a gamer / streamer, or you're a content creator. And I think my head, I've slowly become to realize, I kind of knew all this stuff along the way, and I've even preached it in my streams over the last 2 years about how saturated the market is and how you got to be unique, which we've talked about before. I've lost that uniqueness since I've stopped doing character streams. And I've over the last 6 months, even though it hasn't been coming out a lot apart from a little bit in this podcast, I haven't been doing a lot in terms of trying to be unique, but I think I'm slowly finding my groove. And I think this podcast here, as well as a couple of other things that have happened in online business, in the backgrounds, in between myself and my wife, has opened my eyes to all these other different opportunities that are out there. I'm keen to take them starting in 2021 and try and work out a way to make it as a content creator. But this is the whole thing, and this is where that YouTube content is going to be focused on that mindset. I want people to start in the content creation industry knowing full well what's ahead of them. And I don't want people to waste a couple of years of their lives thinking that they're going to be the next ninja or the next Shroud and not understand what a mental challenge that is going to be, mental and physical challenge, and how much work is going to have to go into that, not just sitting down and streaming. And I want to sort of gear people towards that, like, and that's kind of what I want to do in 2021, is to kick off that. We're people that are addicted to streaming, but trying to get people's heads wrapped around the fact that if you're addicted to streaming and you love streaming, but you want to do that as a career, then you actually have to do all of this other work. And the streaming is almost the, especially when you're starting out, I think streaming is almost like the, well, once you got the hang of streaming, I think then you need to really, if you've really been hitting it hard, just dial back. And then it's all that other content. It's all that other stuff that you're putting out on discoverable platforms that will hopefully make you or give you a better chance in the lottery. Now, you're buying a few more tickets for yourself in the lottery, and I'm enthused about it. If you can't tell, I'm a little bit enthusiastic about it. It might be just the fumes. Just to take a peek behind the curtain, although it's a podcast, so you can't really take a peek. Right now, I'm sitting in my streaming room for a change. That's why the audio sounds a little bit crispier. But I've literally just today and yesterday hung up. I've liquid nailed some plasterboard to the wall behind me. And you know that the fumes from the liquid nails was pretty hot. It was pretty hot in this little room earlier today. But now I've, you know, done the, I'm using the plaster and I'm covering up the joins and smoothing them off, you know, trying to make it all schmicko. But yeah, you know, I probably should open a window, but it's hot and it's 11:30 at night and the neighbors are right there. They could hear me talking about all this streaming and content creation and go, what's this bloke next door doing? What is this, what all the screaming's about all the time? Anyhow, I got off on a tangent there. There's definitely some fumes in here, I tell you what. I don't suggest sitting in a small room with toxic fumes and trying to record podcasts. So, YouTube. That's what we're going to be doing, YouTube. And I'm enthusiastic about it, you know. You get a good idea and you jump into it. Like tonight, I don't even really have a script for what I'm talking to you about tonight, which you can probably tell. As you know, I do tend to veer off a little bit, but I'm able to talk. So I'm hoping to do a video version of this podcast. It won't be the same, I don't think. I think maybe some of the video, I'll rip the audio from some of my YouTube videos and they'll appear on this podcast feed. But I think for the most part, my YouTube videos are going to be separate, bit like purposely video recorded, purposely curated for the video format in YouTube and the way you edit YouTube videos together. So it won't sort of translate for podcasts. Podcasts, you know, you guys are all, you know, you're working right now or you're driving to work. Or you're driving the missus up the wall. Ding. All right. I need some sound effects, don't I? So get back on track. YouTube, the podcast will continue, and I hope this is the thing. So if you've hit a mental block, get a whiteboard or jot these notes down in your phone. I've really found it handy to do that, and I'm going to be honest, like it's taken like this whole run of this podcast, probably 6 months or so, to really wrap my head around. Like there's been so many days when I've been like, I don't even think I've got it in me to stream anymore. Because it's just dropped. I'm on Goa sometimes. It's a bit slow. Earlier in the year, I was doing my own Twitch streams and it's a bit slow. Like I've really dropped off from where I have been. And I feel like all the work that I've done so up to this point has, it's taken a nosedive and I just really feel like, you know, what do I do? But it's taken me 6 months and through this podcast, and I think doing these podcast episodes has really started getting me thinking, oh, this is what I actually like talking about. I like talking about the industry, the streaming industry and the content creation industry, and I like talking about the real stuff, like the real stuff. You can go to YouTube and you can find umpteen amount of creators that are doing tutorials on how to set up your OBS and how to grow on Twitch and how to go from 0 to 100 viewers, and this was my first paycheck from Twitch, how about it, all that sort of stuff. And the me that started streaming like 2.5 years ago, whatever it was, on Facebook, I ate that shit up like by the bucket load. Give me all of that stuff. Show me how to get to partner. Show me how to get all the viewers and all the community, you know? Now I've been spat out the other side like so many of us do. Now I'm like, oh, this is how it feels. So I started putting it into the podcast form, right? And telling you guys all about my troubles and my dramas, hoping that I'd connect with someone out there who's been going through the same stuff, because I'm sure there's so many of us. And now I'm kind of finding my purpose in that. Like, I think we'll see how where 2021 takes us, right? But I think I'm finding my purpose in that. Kind of like being somewhat of a little voice for the true behind the scenes. Like, you know, I'll be looking at the young Captain Redmans of the world. For those of you who don't know, that was my channel name when I first started until this year, character streamer. I'll be looking at the young Captain Redmans of the world that are eating all that shit up that we're talking about before, and it'll be my job to step in. Well, it'll be my goal or my pleasure, what do you call it, that'll be where I hope to jump in now and go, hey, you know, before you think you're going to be the next Dr. Disrespect, mate, this is what's ahead of you, and then lay it out for them. And that's kind of, and just working with them too, like, don't give up your dreams. Just know what you're actually, what industry you're actually getting yourself into, and know that there is opportunities out there in gaming. Doesn't all have to be streaming there. But if it is streaming, if it's like, if as long as you got the right attitude about it and you know the challenges that are ahead, and you think that you've got a strong mindset and you know what hurdles you've got to get over, and you don't have any false, false illusions about how easy you're going to climb up the streaming ranks because you're so unique and you're so different to everybody else, you're not up there on your high horse. I'm talking to Redman here, you know. I'm talking to Captain Redman here. That's basically what I'm doing. I'm telling younger Captain Redman, younger Lukey, what it's all about, in the hopes that he doesn't get stuck like I did earlier this year. And I'm doing it because I know that there are people out there, like, I have my own social anxieties, and I have anxiety of, a lot of it's just social anxiety, I think. But Twitch and gaming and streaming has helped me. Like I'm sitting here recording this podcast, it's me coming out of my mouth, right? That doesn't come out in normal situations. Streaming has taught me that. And I was surprised when I started streaming how comfortable I was talking, given my anxiety everywhere else in the world. So that's how I know this is my purpose. Like, that's how I know this is, like, right now. This is my purpose right now. Right now for 2021, this is my purpose going forward. I say that just a bit tongue in cheek, because I know what my head's like. In 6 months' time, I'll be doing something else. I'll be like, YouTubing me dropping tires off of buildings and seeing how far they go down the road, and, you know, putting that up on TikTok or some shit. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I'm doing now. This is my purpose right now. Is talking to people about challenges of streaming, the challenges of content creation, and hoping that I can at least give somebody the right mindset heading into this head on. If you haven't already, like, if the people who already have it, my content isn't for you. My content is for the people that I keep seeing in Facebook community streamer groups and in Discord communities that I'm a part of, and in Reddit. I've been hanging around Reddit a little bit like a creep. On YouTube comments, just in Facebook in general, in comments, or Twitter. Twitter's full of it, right? There is so much people, so many people out there that if they're willing to listen, I can provide some insight into what's ahead of them and hopefully help them through that. Just help them get over those hurdles first before they have to hit that brick wall and the next brick wall and the brick wall after that. You know, maybe we can bypass a few brick walls along the way, you know, make it a little bit easier for everyone. Anyway, so YouTube, podcast, and adding some stream days. Hopefully in the next few weeks, I'll have like an actual schedule out, and I'll be able to tell people on my next podcast maybe what's the go is. And I can start. I'm really keen on getting into this YouTube content, really. Probably won't be as, you know, sit down and just record as what I do with the podcast. I might actually have to pick a topic, write some notes. Oh, it's going to be hell. So much work to do. Anyhow, thanks for listening. Hope you have a good New Year's. Hope you have a good break. Hopefully you're getting a break. That would be good for you. I'm getting a little bit of a break. I might be going away. I am going away this weekend for the belated in-laws Christmas, just after New Year's. I won't be doing much for New Year's. Hopefully everyone else stays safe. Yeah, make sure you hit the subscribe buttons on whichever platform you're listening on. All of my links for all of my different platforms will be in the description. And also, please leave me a voice message. There should be if you're on the Anchor website listening to me, there should be a button there. It tells me in my settings that there should be a button there to leave a voicemail message. But that, if not, there will be a link to that in the description to this podcast episode. So you can click on that and actually leave me a voicemail, and I'll play the voicemails on the future episodes. And if you've got a question or just an experience or just some input at all on any of this stuff we're talking about here on the life of a Twitch streamer, and I can react to it and, you know, give you my 2 cents worth. But you give me your 2 cents first, and then I'll give you 2 cents back, and we'll call the demons. Yeah, that'll be good anyway. So hopefully I can get a few of those on the podcast. And I look forward to hearing from you. Also, as I always say, on Twitter, at Lukey Bangers, just search Lukey Bangers with a Z at the end, not an S. You'll find me on all the platforms using that. Even if you don't use the links in my description, just go to whatever platform you like, type in Lukey Bangers, one word, with a Z at the end instead of an S. And you'll find me. And if you do that on Twitter, you can either send me a DM on Twitter and we can have a chat there. I don't mind the old DMs. But if you want to put a public tweet out there, at me, Lukey Bangers, with the hashtag LukeyPod. And yeah, share your experiences about the streaming industry and your personal experiences if you want to open up to us. And I can mention that tweet on the next podcast too and dive into that. It might give me a whole episode, you know. You'd be really helping me out. And I'd also love to hear from you, because that is what I'm saying. This is the whole purpose of all this content moving forward. And as you can tell, I'm really buzzed about it. I'm looking forward to it. So I appreciate you for listening this far into it. Do all of the things that I just said. And I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.